Welcome to the Steve Young Biblical Perspectives Podcast. In this podcast, I will dive deep into the truths of what we read in the Bible and how to apply it to your life today. Be encouraged with today's podcast. Welcome to Biblical Perspectives Podcast. This is episode number 12, and the title is Get Your Supplies Ready. So this is kind of a continuation of the podcast I shared before last week's Christmas podcast. So it kind of ties in with those ones. The scripture I want to read is Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. This is out of the NIV. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own." So we've all had times in our lives, maybe you're there now, when there is a Jordan separating us from our purpose. The key in the passage above is in the first sentence in verse 11, where it says, "Get your supplies ready." We cannot expect to cross over into the promises of God if we aren't prepared. We can't sit back and relax and think God is going to throw us out of our spiritual couch and over onto the other side. We've got to be prepared. I think this podcast today is fitting as we approach the new year. If I were to take a survey of 100 people and ask them what the promise from God is that they are crossing over into, I would probably have 100 different answers. That's how unique each one of our calls are. So what do you do in the meantime, whether you're in the middle of your calling or not? Here's what we sometimes miss or forget. Even if you're walking in your calling, it always has steps to it. It doesn't mean you've arrived. So even in the middle of your calling, you should always be preparing for or looking for what's next. What's the next level? What's the next step? So whether you're in your calling or not, you get your supplies ready. You prepare yourself. Maybe the promise you were waiting for is that opportunity for ministry. Prepare yourself. Study. Be available in your church or your community for opportunities to let those gifts flow. Maybe it's career or business. Prepare yourself. Get the education you need. Go above and beyond in your current workplace. Take ownership and leadership of some things, even if you aren't asked to. My wife and I do life and business coaching. We didn't just start doing it. We studied. We counseled with others. We got certified. You have to take steps to prepare yourself. As I said in previous podcasts, we can't wait for God to throw us off that spiritual couch, or maybe literally our physical couch, and into our calling. There's always a time of preparation. A time of preparation for your calling, and an ongoing time of preparation if you are in your calling, so you can continue to move forward and not become stagnant. The key in crossing your Jordan and stepping in your promised land is preparation. God will say go when he sees that your supplies are ready. He won't send you on a journey you aren't prepared for. So take inventory of your supplies. Be sure you have everything you need, because God is waiting for the opportunity to say it's time to cross over. As I said earlier, I think this is kind of fitting as we approach the new year to start to think about these things. Many set goals and resolutions for the new year. Resolve to prepare yourself to walk into your calling in the new year. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. My wife and I also have another podcast called Get a Life Podcast with Stephen and Kristen Young. So please check that out as well. If you're interested in reaching out to us, we also offer life and business coaching. I'm also available to come speak at your church or your Bible study, your small group, your men's group, whatever you'd like. So if you want to reach out to us and find out what we have to offer, skyoungconsulting@gmail.com is our email. Or you can find us on Facebook at SK Young Consulting, and you can shoot us a message there. Thanks for listening.